And a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you all. We thank you for joining us and spending your time right here with Rosie on the House. We're talking old wives' tales. Natural or organic doesn't necessarily mean safe.
Yeah, absolutely not. Copper fungicide, or copper is a fungicide. We sell a product called Bordeaux, and you should sell liquid copper for a fungicide. Well, copper's toxic as all get out, you know, if it's used improperly. Many years ago, one of the very first quote-unquote organic pesticides was a product called nicotine sulfate. Well, you know where nicotine comes from, right? Well, it actually had a skull and crossbones mark, you know, lay on the label, meaning highly dangerous. But it's organic.
Yeah.
So, you know, it doesn't mean necessarily safe. It just means it's natural.
And more doesn't necessarily mean better.
Well, yeah, they do. You know, companies that get a product to market have had to do all kinds of research and trial and error on, you know, how many tablespoons or ounces or whatever it is per gallon before they can even get the product licensed and registered and produced. They've done that to save you from the errors of misusing the product. So, you know, more may just mean you're just wasting lots of money. It may mean you're going to burn the plant. It may mean a lot of things, but it will mean one thing. It won't work any better.
Or maybe not at all.
Now, there is one trick with, and a lot of people will use dish soap, but when you spray a weed killer or a bug killer or something, you know, you use a little what we call spreader sticker or a surfactant. It's what's in laundry detergent that actually makes them work better because it breaks down the surface tension of the water. If you were to spill water on this table, it beads up, right? Water has surface tension, which makes it bead. The surfactants sheet that water out. It keeps the beading from occurring. So the water or the chemical then that you're spraying actually coats or sheets out on the leaf as opposed to beading up and maybe evaporating or drying or not covering the whole surface of the leaf. So no matter what you're using, if you buy a ready-to-use product, it already has that in it. But if you're mixing it yourself, get a little bottle of spreader sticker. You can use laundry soap, but it foams really bad. And when you get foam going through a sprayer, it gunks up your sprayer and that sort of thing. So that's up to you. But it does make it work better, and you'll use less product, actually, because it covers better that way.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Swing out to Santan Valley real quick and bring Elaine into the conversation. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Beautiful. How can we help you?
Hey, I have two CISO trees. They both got frozen last winter in the frost. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to nurse them to life, and they're doing pretty good, except the main trunk on both of them I had to cut off because it was dead part way up. And, I mean, totally dead. I waited and waited, and no growth came on them. Will they ever look like a tree again, or are they just, right now I have two big round bushes?
Yeah, well, that's the issue. If they froze that far back, you know, what will have to happen is that, you know, a central leader or a branch or something will have to kind of come out of the middle and start growing straight up, or you can find one that might be doing that and actually stake it and train it to start growing straight up. If you don't have any of those, then you're going to have, you know, kind of a multi-trunked looking tree, which there's nothing wrong with that. In fact, multi-trunked trees can be very pretty, and they actually might be sturdier and stronger. And you can select, you know, several of those and cut the rest off so it has some uniformity. In other words, trunks coming out strategically, you know, around the tree so that you have a symmetrical look.
Will probably never look like she had it before, but it's not to say they're dead.
Well, they're obviously, yeah, they're not dead. They're growing back. But, yeah, it's going to be either a multi-trunk tree or you're going to have to find one central leader branch that's going to become a central leader and start training it by staking it and then start pruning all the rest of them off if you want it to be a single leader or single-trunked tree. And you may not be able to do that if there's not one that's kind of growing straight out of the middle, going straight up.
Thank you for the call, Elaine. Last year, Jay and I had an opportunity to go to Columbus, Ohio to see the Scotts Miracle-Gro manufacturing plant. And at the end of, was it 2 or 3 days, that we got into their conference room and they were going through a number of different talking points. Their biggest cost was transportation. So I bring that up because right now we have on the line with us Julie Murphy from the Arizona Farm Bureau. You want to cut down your food costs? Huh? Cut down your transportation costs. Why buy melons from out of state or out of country when one of the, some of the biggest Del Monte melon crops are right here in the state of Arizona? Julie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, thank you for taking time out this morning.
Yeah, I feel like I'm talking to the Arizona Home and Garden Powerhouse team. And I've been
listening. You are.
I am.
And that's only because you're on with us now.
Yes, I'm flattered. I feel honored. Well, listen, yes, and I'm telling Arizona families to buy meat because all of our meat prices and our 16 market basket items that we price quarterly, they're all down. And it's a bit surprising to us because our inventories with some, like in our livestock, especially in the beef area, the inventories are a little bit down, but it's not being reflected in the grocery prices when we go to the grocery store.
And just to give listeners an idea, agricultural in Arizona accounts for how many dollars?
$12.4 billion.
A year.
A year.
That's a billion-dollar-a-month industry.
Yep.
I can't even fathom that.
Isn't it exciting? It's amazing. And people don't realize in this little desert state that we do that kind of agriculture, but we're amazing. Our top commodity is dairy. That kind of fluctuates from year to year based on the numbers that come out of USDA. Next on the leaderboard is beef. We grow some of the, raise some of the best beef in the nation. And by the way, we're in the top 3 to 4 in dairy production. Quality dairy, and then in the winter, hello, Yuma is our top grower of all of our leafy greens. 90% of our leafy greens in the winter, again, this is the winter, come out of Yuma, kind of shifts back and forth between California and Arizona when it comes to our leafy greens.
Now, for a consumer that, you know, that some of this stuff can be hard to relate to. What does a head of lettuce in Yuma have to do with me? I live in Santan Valley. That's what fillyourplate.org comes in that y'all have put together.
Yes, thank you for mentioning it. Our website, fillyourplate.org, we do a lot of neat things there. We have a weekly blog. We're posting 3 times a week on nutrition, fun facts about a lot of our Arizona crops. And you can go there and you can search for recipes. You can also search for some of our direct market farmers and ranchers. And when I say direct market, those are farmers that can sell to you and I directly instead of via the grocery store. It all works whether you go to the grocery store or buy directly at a farmer's market. And by the way, even this morning, we've got some great farmer's markets going on, like in Gilbert, which is one of the closest ones to me, the Phoenix downtown market. But there's all sorts of options for you and I as Arizonans to access our wonderful Arizona agriculture.
Well, we appreciate you taking time to share that with us this morning. It's, you know, one of the best ways we preach local all the time. Jay's been a member of Local First Arizona since basically its inception or day
one.
Rosie on the House has joined that. But the Farm Bureau, I mean, it doesn't get any more local as it relates to day in and day out living than, you know, the something that's grown right in our backyard.
No, and we encourage our Arizona families to contact us. They can call me here at the Farm Bureau. They can check us out on fillyourplate.org and also just the general website, azfb.org, because we've got so many fun stories to tell about our agriculture in the state and some very unique things. We're top of the leaderboard in winter lettuce and alfalfa yields per year. So it's an endless story. I'll never not have something to tell someone about agriculture.
And the best website one more time?
There's two websites. The one oriented toward you and I consumer is fillyourplate.org. And then just general agriculture information is azfb.org.
Ms. Murphy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thanks, you guys.
Bye, Julie.
Bye-bye.
You know, even a local business, if you're selling a hard material product, you know, Pella windows, everyone that's listening to the show knows that's our favorite. They're still coming out of Pella, Iowa. We don't make Pella windows in Arizona. So even if it's a local business, that money's still going out of state a little bit. But if you can spend your money local on agriculture, I mean, so much of that stays. It brings it right back home.
Absolutely. Plus, you know, I guess if you really want to get into the real hardcore, you know, the carbon footprint, you're not trucking it and burning fuels, and you're staying closer to home and buying it. And there's just a lot of good reasons. Plus, it's kind of fun to know that, hey, that watermelon I'm eating was just grown right over there, you know, a couple miles away, or that sweet corn. I don't think people realize how good a sweet corn. Now, you kind of have missed the Phoenix sweet corn season because it just ended. But the sweet corn that Mark Freeman and some of these guys grow here locally is, I've eaten Nebraska and Iowa sweet corn. This is just as good. Absolutely just as good. Well, and part of that is because you're getting it the day or two or the day
it's not coming
picked.
From Nebraska in the back of a truck.
Frozen
to the back of
or whatever, sitting on a truck for 4 or 5 days or a week. Yeah. So it's amazing how much better fresh things taste. And the only way you can get it that fresh is to buy it local.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We're in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery, fourth generation Arizona, third generation gardener. 1-888-767-4348.